Today, a festive festival of festivities. Hello and welcome to Off Book, a podcast this week about Christmas.
Okay, one thing about Christmas that I kind of hate is working retail.
That's fair.
So I work retail, and it's kind of bad. The amount of people, like even today, the amount of people that were coming in and were like, "Do you have this?" And we're like, "No, we're running super low on a lot of our stuff because Christmas is 5 days away."
Yeah.
And they're like, "How dare you not have this?" And then they get really mad.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
the month of November and December, and sometimes January, like when we retail workers get abused the most.
Well, yeah.
And the constant Christmas songs. I heard "All I Want for Christmas Is You." I worked from 8 to 2, 15. I heard that song in different like remixes and everything at least over 50 times.
Yeah.
That's too many. That's too many.
Not to mention that song is not good.
It's fine once. Beyond
It's fine
once.
once for the year.
I actually I was in an eye appointment. And my doctor like agrees that it can only be played once a season. So technically speaking, I do have a medical cosign on that petition. It's been doctor approved once a year.
Psychologist approved.
It's just like it. Someone please come up with some different Christmas music, please.
Honestly,
I can't
and
take
like,
it anymore.
And like the thing is, every year, the pop artists take over with like Christmas songs and just make them worse and
yeah, it's
worse.
just the same
And
songs
worse
over and over again,
every year.
but a cover that isn't normally that good anyway.
I will say, like, the best Christmas songs are, like, the classic Christmas songs, like Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and, like, those people, because, I mean, they're, like, the OGs and stuff, but also, like, kind of, like, the stuff that comes out of the 80s, like Wham! With Last Christmas, and this was, I think, the 60s, but, like, Baby Please Come Home. You know,
Right.
like the original one. I believe it was either the 50s or the 60s that came out in. And like that era of music is like Christmas music was so good. But then, like, not like calling out any artists, obviously, but just like the whole genre of pop feels need to take that and make their own Christmas songs. And I'm like,
Right.
stop. It's bad.
Like, I think I need more therapy appointments in the month of December because the amount of Christmas music I hear constantly, it's like from just working, and maybe other like retailers are different and they cycle songs, but we use the same exact songs. Like, I've been at Bath and Body Works for three, this is my third like Christmas season with them. And songs I heard from my very first season, I'm still hearing now.
And I hear
Yeah.
that a lot out of retail workers. So like that I
We're
hear them
suffering.
all say the same thing. They're all like, "Oh yeah, as soon as November 1st hits, it's just Christmas music until
Oh
like
yeah.
late December."
Yeah.
No, yeah,
It's the same stuff.
I remember because I worked October 30th. I didn't work Halloween because I had marching band that night.
Oh, yeah.
And I came back like November 2nd, and Christmas music, Christmas stuff everywhere. We had to wear
Yeah.
Christmas aprons. It was like I love
Christmas
Christmas.
overwhelming.
Love
Yeah,
Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
It's kind of like crazy because obviously, like, I don't know, like, I haven't really talked about it much. That much on this podcast, but I'm like you guys know I'm more of a rock person. I really only listen to rock or metal. And so when I go into like retail shops that are rock and metal, that's what you hear during Christmas. You don't really like hear like Christmas music. I mean, it definitely depends, but like the music shop by me, they don't play like Christmas music during Christmas. They play the same music they play year round. So it's like, I get like during Christmas, I get kind of like detached from Christmas music, and I kind of like, I wouldn't say ruins, but it like, I don't get in like the Christmas spirit or Christmas mood as easily, because I really only gravitate towards like my rock and my metal, you know. I don't really, but I can't like listen to too much pop music. And so like I have my own playlist of Christmas songs I listen to that are all like rock. So it's like Chuck Berry and you know, AC/DC.
You should
send it your way.
Please. I can't do it anymore.
You know, it's got Bruce Springsteen on there. So it's kind of like a different array of music, because honestly it feels kind of weird to be listening to like Motley Crue during Christmas. So like it's just like kind of weird, but like I'm like, I should be listening to Christmas music, like, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think the issue is that and I think I mentioned this last year doing a Christmas special too, where you have the classic songs, but I feel like other than those, you have bad covers of those songs.
Yeah.
And bad original songs. Mm-hmm. I feel like the only, like, people are trying both, but neither one of them are good. So we're just like stuck with the same song. Like, they're good songs, but I want more variety. I have like a 26-hour Broadway playlist. And my Christmas playlist is 2 hours long. That's all I'm supposed to listen to during the season. I can't listen to the same 2 hours of songs over again.
Yeah. Like, did you guys hear Camila Cabello's new Christmas song?
No, because if I listen to her music, I think I would cry.
That's me. Wow. I've only heard it on TikTok because everyone is like making fun of her. But the way she
I have heard this. Yes, because you said TikTok. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
She says like the way she pronounces Christmas, it sounds like Quismois.
No.
It's so I stray away from like, there's only like one Michael Bublé song that I like. I will say, I do like Pentatonic's Christmas stuff.
They're
very good.
Yeah.
So they get the pass, and like Josh Groban too. Like, but those are like, those are the stuff I grew up on. Yeah. Like, you know, and so like I like those, but when like obviously we're not bashing artists, but like Haley's bashing. I'm not bashing artists, but like how like Ariana Grande came out with like Santa Baby and like Lizzo's new song. I heard it. My mom was playing Christmas music, and I was like, "Mom, can you please turn it to a different channel, like classic rock Christmas?" Because I can't. I can't. It's just so I think, I feel like Christmas music has kind of been taken over by the pop industry.
Yeah, they're trying.
they're trying.
They're trying, like banging on the doors of Christmas.
They're failing. They're failing. But like, you guys know Run Rudolph Run by Chuck Berry. Yeah. Hmm. Like that's like, it's obviously rock artist. It's kind of like what like you just took Johnny B. Goode and made it a Christmas song. I mean,
basically, yeah.
But like, it's like, why can't you do that? Like, AC/DC has Mistress for Christmas, like all of these like random things, and it's just like, oh, they'll mention Christmas once, and it's like, oh, Christmas song. It's like Die Hard, but for music.
I've
never seen Die Hard.
I haven't either.
It's good, but it's not a Christmas. It's like,
yeah, I haven't either. Fine. But they like, that's like, they'll mention like Christmas in like one movie, and then they're like, oh yeah, it's a Christmas music or a Christmas movie, but like,
yeah, like it's set at Christmas. It's like, okay, fine. But just because it's set at Christmas doesn't make it Christmas. Like, The Hawkeye Show, that's not Christmas either. Like, just because it's set at Christmas doesn't mean it's about Christmas.
Yeah. So like, for Christmas, I do kind of like that. Like the, like, not when the whole song is about decorating a Christmas tree, that's but fair. When it's like, oh yeah, I decorated my Christmas tree. Then I went and I'm not going to finish that sentence because I couldn't come up with anything. I'm going to go ride my motorcycle now. Like, you know, yeah. So, like, I just like the little subtle things, like, but John Lennon with Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
That is a banger song.
You know, I think the problem is
that is a banger song.
I think the issue is that Christmas has become like such a universal brand. So like,
yeah,
there were these like critical milestones of everybody's Christmas. Not obviously not everyone actually does them, but I feel like if you're gonna like say, like describe Christmas stuff, I feel like a lot of the same things are gonna appear on the list over and over again. So if you're only gonna make, if you're trying to appeal to the widest audience you can, it's gonna be songs with the same thing over and over again. And if it's all in the pop genre, it's gonna be the same song over and over again.
Yeah, and like, it's like, yeah, I feel like Christmas has become very commercialized within like music, you know, and like Hallmark movies. Like,
were they all? If you, I saw this picture where they had like all these like Hallmark Christmas movies, like the like movie posters lined up.
They're all the same.
And they all look the same. Like,
because
the
girls
are wearing the red something, and the guys are wearing the something.
And then it's like Christmas Eve gift. Like,
some a gift for Christmas.
Stupid name like that. Like,
you
yeah.
For Christmas.
Like,
Christmas is you.
My mom was watching this one movie the other day. I don't know if it was technically a Christmas movie, but it was called The Noel Diary, I think.
Oh.
Like, so there are things like that. Like, that's not a Hallmark movie. It was on Netflix. But, okay. Like, honestly, I think, oh, like, Falling for Christmas. The new one with Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, yeah. See,
that sounds like one of all of the movies. I don't know.
My mom was watching it, so I was, like, you know, glancing. But, I don't know. I just think that's, I think it's so funny.
I love, obviously, that's stupid. But it's so funny because we're all invested.
Yeah.
Like, if someone clicks on a Hallmark movie in December, we're like, heck yeah. If someone
I'm gonna watch that.
July, we're like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you watching a Hallmark movie? Sorry.
Hey, Millie, they're intriguing.
The stairs. Oh, no.
They're all like the same plot, but it's like, I still want to watch it. I still want to know how it ends. I want to know how it ends.
I don't even. You want to know how it ends? It ends with them falling in love and kissing her, and they're going to pan up to the sky, and it's going to say the end in a cursive font, and they're going to fight with like, some sleigh bells.
There's this one movie. It's literally called I Believe in Santa Claus.
Okay.
Or like, I Believe in Santa. And it's about this girl who's dating this guy, and he tells her that he believes in Santa and like is trying to convince her that Santa's real. And my dad goes, are you guys watching this? Can I change the channel?
Oh,
my
no.
Mom was like, my mom goes, yeah, it's fine. And I go, no, I want to find out how it ends. My mom goes, you know how it ends. Santa's going to be real and he's going to give them all the good gifts.
Yeah. Okay. If there's ever a movie where one character believes in Santa, Santa is real.
Yeah,
I've never
exactly.
seen a Christmas movie where people believe it's Santa and he's not real. Like, yeah. Do I want a movie where people believe in Santa and then he turns out to be not real? No, but also
yeah,
every single movie always has, oh, Santa's real.
Yeah. And then on the topic of like Christmas movies, have you guys seen that they're making The Grinch a horror movie?
Yes.
No, but like that's
what funny. Are your guys' thoughts on horror Christmas movies?
Okay, so I know it's not like an official
It's not like, official yet, but
like
I think
it's like a fan-made thing that's
right.
Like happening.
Yeah, because the rights are like public now.
Yeah,
it's public domain.
It's like
public
domain. It's like the whole Winnie the Pooh thing.
Oh, yeah. That one's wild.
That was something.
I feel like
but
the Grinch.
Yeah,
though.
No, they're doing it for the Grinch, and I think it's kind of interesting. Like I'm definitely like a Halloween girl. Like I literally go all out for Halloween. I have a black cat. Like, so I think it'd be kind of. I'm very interested to see like how people do this.
Yeah, I just think with me, The Grinch has been my favorite Christmas movie since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I literally love it. I would watch it religiously. I know all of the lines. I still love it to this day. It's like the one movie that actually gets me in the Christmas spirit.
Huh.
And
See, now I'm the complete opposite. Like, it's, I've seen it maybe like twice.
And
I'm
yeah, like, eh. See, I love it. And the one with Jim Carrey, like, it's so good. Hmm. But, and like, the Polar Express is the same way. It really gets me in the Christmas spirit. Polar Express is
so good.
Yeah. So, like, I just, with the Grinch, I don't want it to be ruined for me. Like, I'll watch Krampus, you know. I'm not going to see Violent Nights because I've heard it's really gory.
That looks.
But,
bad. And yeah, I don't that one's gore. Really.
Yeah. I can't do gore. It makes me throw up. Mm. But like, I'll literally probably throw up or pass out. But yeah, so I think that's my kind of thing with it. Like, I've never seen Krampus. I don't know if I'm going to ever see Krampus, but I'm not going to watch that Grinch movie.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of those like horror remakes of things that don't need them, but I'll like the Grinch, I feel like almost like makes sense as a horror movie.
It
like,
does.
If it's bad, then it's bad. I kind of expect it to be bad because most of them aren't good, especially if they're, like some fan-made stuff is really good, but I feel like the stuff that makes the headlines generally isn't that good. So I hope it's good. But like, I feel like the Grinch, if you're going to make a horror version of something, I feel like the Grinch makes sense because,
yeah.
100%.
Scary green man that lives in a rat and terrorizing children and taking away Christmas. I mean,
okay. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, it's already a horror movie enough in itself.
Yeah, I mean, if you stood under your chimney and stole your tree, you wouldn't go, oh, you just Santa Claus? You'd go, run it screaming out of the house.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that would be terrifying.
Terrifying. I mean, you've seen him.
Yeah. Not to mention, like, the part where, like, he sticks his hand out of the tree and is, like, messing with, like, Cindy and he's, like, doing all of this.
Oh, yeah.
You think that Santa Claus, girl, since when has Santa been green and hairy? Like, please.
Get it rough here, okay?
Speaking of movies, the claymation movies.
Yes, my favorite.
Why is that only a Christmas thing?
It's not. Have you seen Coraline?
like
the classics, like Frosty and yes.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like CG at that point wasn't good enough to like photorealistically portray talking snowmen and reindeer with shining red noses. So if you wanted to have something other than a traditional animated movie, I feel like the equivalent of the live action version would be to do claymation.
I would agree. And like, I mean, I think the, what is it called? Like the Cricket and the Hearth or something. Mm-hmm. Is that one of them? I don't know. It's about a cricket. I don't know. I've never seen it. It's one of the like Christmas classics. Like that one's like fully animated, but I feel like they probably just wanted to add like a little bit of like, I don't know what the word was. I don't know. They just want to make it special in its own way.
Right. They wanted to stand out from all the other animated movies.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What's your guys' favorite classic claymation Christmas movie?
Ooh. That's actually kind of hard. I think mine is probably a Rudolph.
Yeah.
Maybe or Santa Claus is Coming to Town is so good, too. That one's cute. And then mine
has to be The Year Without Santa Claus.
And that one's so good.
And then the sequel that came out. Apparently, the sequel came out in 2008. And the original, or The Year Without Santa Claus, came out in 1974.
It's a long time. Whoa.
Yeah.
So, I just, because of the heat, like the Miser Brothers.
The Miser Brothers, yeah.
AKA I just Martin think Short. That's so funny. Like, I talked about it last night, too.
Yeah.
Because for the Beauty and the Beast 30th celebration, like, whatever it's called.
Spectacular.
Yeah, spectacular. Martin Short's costume for Lumineer literally looks like Heat Miser.
Yeah.
It does.
So that's, we got on the topic of that last night. But yeah, it has to be my favorite just because of that.
Yeah, that one's really good. I feel like that's kind of why I like Santa Claus is Coming to Town, because it has kind of the same vibe as A Year Without Santa Claus.
Like, bye, Santa.
Yeah.
Don't need to.
Okay, I'm sure I talked about this last year, but the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen, I feel like, are some of the most inventive movies I've seen about like, the Santa thing. Like, because like,
what, the claymation movies?
No, the Santa Claus ones. Like,
with Tim Allen. I've watched like two episodes of the series, and that's not nearly as good. But like the first three movies were like, I feel like it's one of the very few movies I've seen that like takes Santa and go, okay, let's tell a different story about him. Because I've never seen anybody try to tell a story about living at the North Pole other than, you know, that one night after delivering presents. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's such a unique take on it. It's really cool. It does get like very ridiculous because like it, I think it was during the second movie when they introduced that toy Santa Claus. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Wait a minute. How did we end up here? Oh, yeah,
that was the second one. Yeah. And then the third one was...
They had a TV series on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I've seen like the first two episodes of that, and I'm not super impressed so far, but maybe it'll get better. I'm still bitter.
I love Bernard.
Yeah.
I had a crush on Bernard.
He's my favorite character.
They're saying that people are still like, oh, he might come back.
I hope so,
like, because I love Bernard.
He was like the best character. I was so mad when he left for the third movie. I get it. The actor had like adult things to do, but because he was filming some TV show, like let him be older than 15.
How dare you be an adult?
He was like 25 playing an 18-year-old. I get it. He wanted
true.
To
true.
I mean, that's flat in the Dear Evan Hansen movie. Sorry, I just had
to. Yeah, yeah. Contractually obligated.
Yeah.
But not for the show.
Yeah, I honestly like. There are a few like Christmas movies that are my absolute favorites because they remind me of like specific things from my childhood. Like, obviously we got the Polar Express. Oh, that one's a classic.
It's so good.
I don't know if I've fully seen like the entire movie in one like sitting of the Polar Express. I see.
Haley,
I think I've seen different parts of it. And then I just never, like, saw that movie in actual... Like, I don't remember seeing the movie in its entirety.
I saw the Grand Rapids Symphony. So the Grand Rapids Symphony did a... Yeah.
I wanted to
they did that. I went to it. It was so good.
They're doing that for Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Part 2.
Are you serious? Cool. I need to go.
In January, I think.
I need to that's go. Cool. That's awesome.
So I think a big group of us are going.
That is awesome.
So. I just want to go see a symphony to anything because symphonies are so cool.
They are. They're really cool. And college students get discounts.
Oh, whoa. Yep. I should definitely go. I didn't know that. Yep.
They're like half price or something for college kids, I think.
Huh. Yeah, I don't remember how much. My tickets were already cheap for the Polar Express, so I don't know. Huh. But... So Polar Express. And then the classic freaking Christmas Vacation.
Oh yeah.
That movie is so good. All of those like National Lampoon movies are so funny.
What movie is this?
You've never seen Christmas Vacation?
It's Haley. She's never seen anything.
Okay, Haley, you are coming over. And we're going to watch Christmas movies.
I have no idea. Did you see my face when you first said it? I was like...
Yeah, you look so confused. You're like, what? No. What? Christmas Vacation is so funny. And I love it. I love that movie so much. I would watch it like while I was like wrapping presents and stuff. And still has a really special place in my heart. And then A Christmas Story. Have you at least seen that one, Haley?
Oh, God. Yeah, I've seen...
Okay. Yeah. She's seen that one. Yeah. That one.
She's seen two movies.
Yeah, that one is so good. I love that one so much.
I saw the musical when it came to... I want to say, was that the DeVos Place? Back in, like, 2016.
I have no idea. I didn't know they did that.
I was a sophomore in high school.
But yeah, that one's a good one. And that one, there's a sequel on HBO Max that just came out.
Oh,
yeah.
I watched it.
Is it good?
Yeah. I liked it.
Okay. I'm always worried about those delayed sequels where it's like,
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. It's obviously not as good as the original because no sequel is better than the original.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it a lot.
That's good.
So I will definitely be rewatching that one. And then the other few, like, obviously I talked about the Grinch already and like the Christmas classics and like Frosty. I have a very vivid memory of one time I was sitting on my couch when I was really young and we were watching Frosty and it started snowing. And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Cool. Michigan.
Snow is amazing until we have too much of it.
At this weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It Dude, was like... we're supposed to... Okay, off topic, real quick. Sorry, Mark, for interrupting. But we're supposed to get another, like, 16 inches.
Yeah, it said 18 to 24 inches by Saturday night. By,
are you serious?
By Christmas. It's supposed to start tomorrow night. It's not supposed to get bad till Thursday night. And then good luck having any plans Friday or Saturday.
Yeah. Like, it was snowing.
And I have to
it
work.
It was snowing. Well, okay, like, it was snowing, and then it all went away. It was, like, a complete, like, no snow for, like, 2 weeks.
Snowstorm.
Okay. I guess, and then it just all dumped at once. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember I woke up for classes one day, and it was just snowy, and I'm like, oh, how cute, because that's how I got my concussion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun fact. Oh, by the way, funny story. In front of my apartment complex, the sidewalks weren't salted or anything after a weekend of just, like, winter storm. And I got home from the music building, and I was walking inside and completely slipped and cracked my head twice on the sidewalk, the back of my head. And within, like, 30 minutes to an hour, I was having, like, bad concussion symptoms. I'm gonna be good now, but...
How many fingers am I holding in?
Seven.
Good. You're all good.
Permanent brain damage. Yeah, no. So here's... Yeah. It's a giant Arctic blast, like,
yeah,
and then it all went away.
Yeah,
yeah,
and then and now then there's another massive.
Yeah,
I think every time it has snowed this year, it has been violent snow, and, like, there's a difference between, so we're all from Michigan, all the same part of Michigan, and, so the past few years it has not snowed very much until, like. Like, it was, like, January, and then it would go away in March, which is abnormal. And so every time that starts to happen, there's a few years that that happens, and then we get a violent winter.
And really violent.
This year, this year, it has been violent. And if you don't know what violent snow is like, good.
Just come to Michigan, lucky. You'll find out.
Yeah, because... Like, violent snow is wind whipping, which is painful, especially because a lot of times it will have, like, you can have freezing rain too, and, like, a mixture of snow. But when you have those thick, like, fat snowflakes, like, collection of snowflakes that are hitting, like, your windshield on your car or, like, hitting you in the face, you can't see anything.
Our last football game. A lot of us got, like, windburn on our faces.
Yeah, it's windy.
Yeah, it got bad. Because GV Stadium is, like, it's not, like, the bleachers aren't high up, so the wind doesn't get blocked unless you're on the field.
Yeah.
So all of us had, like, red marks, like, on our faces and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was kind of funny. It was painful, but it was funny. Yeah.
And, like, because of our lakes, like, it makes the wind so much worse.
Yeah, it's just
so much worse.
It's just like, okay, I'm going to go to my car now.
Like, I currently live, like, 20, 30 minutes from Mark and Ashley, and I'm closer to the lake than they are. And so we get more lake effect than they do, and it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's awful.
But then if you live on the shoreline, you won't get any. Which is, like, it literally, because obviously if you think about it, the clouds pick up the water over the lake. Because if you don't know, Lake Michigan is massive. Absolutely. Like, and obviously Superior is, well, Superior.
Uh-huh. And, I feel like you did that.
And so, like, Lake Michigan, like, it'll, you know, pick up the water and then, like, it will, like, start churning in the clouds, so it won't hit the lakeshore. My dad was actually working out in Grand Haven yesterday, and we got a lot of snow. We have 13 and a half inches of snow right now, which may not seem like a lot, but that was when that was in one night. That was in one day.
I had to about four times in one day.
Yeah, it was not. And, like, obviously the people from Minnesota are probably gonna be like, oh, that's nothing, you know, but like, you know, whatever.
To us it is.
To, like, well, even then, like, it was just in a couple of hours. Like, the snow all came down in, like, a couple of hours and, like, faded. But my dad went to Grand Haven out by my, like, aunt's house, and he said they had, like, none. Absolutely none, because they're right on the lakeshore.
Right.
And yeah, then it hits inland, and then it, like, dissipates. So, like, we get, like, the brunt of the snow.
Yeah. Love that.
Inland Michigan gets, like, the brunt of the snow. It's not. Merry Christmas. At least we're going to have a white Christmas this year, guys.
True.
We haven't had a white Christmas in 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, white Christmas. But if you're traveling, stay safe out there, people. Yeah. Watch out, because snow is bad. Snow is violent.
Snow is bad.
True.
Today's episode is brought to you by Carol's Christmas in a Can. The holiday season can be pretty hectic sometimes, and it can be easy to forget something. Ross doesn't get a gift, you never drink eggnog, you neglect to find a way to make shoveling irrelevant. But with Carol's Christmas in a Can, you can avoid all that stress and worry, because you'll find everything you could ever need right there for you. A tree, some sugar cookies, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You between 7 to 94 times, and more. You can rest easy knowing that this season's under control with Carol's Christmas in a Can.
A couple days ago, we were coming back from my brother's basketball game. And so we live 2 minutes from the school. And like, not even. It's literally like a 1 minute drive.
Nice.
But but we, so we drove up there, and then we were walking into the school. And I almost fell like 4 times. And because it was slippery. And that night I was supposed to go to one of my friend's house, but she lives in Walker. Oof. And so I was kind of getting scared. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. And so then we were walking back to our car after the game was done. And one of my mom's friends that works at the school, she came up to us and she was like, don't drive anywhere after the game. She was like, the roads are so bad. And I was like, oh, really? And she was like, yeah, like, you don't want to go anywhere. And so we were like, okay. And so walking back to our car, I almost fell again.
Oh, no.
I was wearing Vans, okay? I was wearing Vans. So it was a bad idea. Yeah. But my sister was wearing, like, winter boots, and she almost fell. And so my parents, like, drove, obviously. And we were just driving up, because there's a, to get, you know, out of the school, there's a slight hill you had to drive up.
Right.
Kind of, you know, to get out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
And so we were going up that. And on the first curve out of the, like, parking lot, we did a 360 in our car. I'm not even joking. Like, we fully spun around. And my mom wasn't even braking. She was literally stepping on the gas to try and get up this, like, slight incline. And we just spun. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going on my friend's side. I can't do that. Yeah,
that's
and my mom was like, uh-uh. And she's like, no, I don't want you driving it. And I was like,
yeah.
Okay, I mean, yeah. And I told my friend, and I felt horrible. And she's like, it's fine. Like, I'm just glad you're safe. Like,
yeah. A 360 does not sound fun.
No, it was scary. And I was like, can you imagine if someone was like, rear, like, freaking, like, what is that called? Riding our tail.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we would have hit them.
This is why you don't tailgate kids.
True. That's why you don't do that. Please don't.
Also,
do
other
that.
Reasons. But
so annoying.
Mostly that.
Hashtag it's illegal.
It is actually illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because brake check.
Okay. What is your guys' like favorite Christmas like treat?
Oh,
I know.
What?
So my family every year, we make an assortment of like treats, like cookies, thanks, gingerbread.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for mine.
I'll bring you some, Haley. Don't worry. And so we make these things that are like, I don't remember what they're called. I think the technical term for them are called Buckeyes.
Oh, yeah.
They're peanut butter with like powdered sugar made into balls, and then you dip them in melted chocolate.
Yeah.
They are so good.
That sounds very good.
I love them.
I'm not like the biggest fan of peanut butter, but if you give me a Buckeye, I will love you forever.
Yeah, they're good. Okay, well, come get some, Haley, because we have so many.
Like, if you give me any like Christmas treat, like, I'll marry you. Like, I'm accepting proposals now.
You may not want to put that on the internet, Haley.
Like, because homegirl needs some Christmas treats.
True.
Because I think my favorite has to be, like, if it has to be homemade, Christmas crack is what it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, it's like saltine crackers with toffee and chocolate and then whatever else you want to put on it. Mm-hmm. It's literally the best thing, and it's so cheap to make.
Yeah.
Or if you like, if you're we're counting like box stuff, ribbon candy. Mark, why do you look clueless? Do you know what ribbon candy is?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. I was
trying to mind. I'm like, it's like, hold on. Like, this is like, as severe as me not seeing Star Wars, okay?
No, that's worse.
So every year my grandma would give me a box of ribbon candy. It's literally the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. You can only really find it around Christmas time.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to find. True. Like, nowadays. Yeah. Like, last year, I struggled so hard to find a singular box.
Well, I feel like they don't really make it. Like, they just don't make it that much. Like, even this year, like, my parents struggled to find candy canes.
Oh, come to Allendale. We have so many of them. They're everywhere.
I'll bring you some cookies, and then you can give me some candy canes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Another one that I like is Bark. Like peppermint bark
for me. Yeah. See, if it's peppermint, I don't know, because I'm not like the biggest like peppermint person either.
Oh yeah,
but like, because it reminds me of toothpaste. I'm sorry, like I can't.
Wow.
Mark is shook.
I think we're gonna have to fight now, Haley.
What's yours?
I don't know. I like anything that's peanut butter in it or chocolate or anything Haley doesn't like. I probably like. I'm just like based on today.
Well,
okay, so I guess the question is eggnog good or is eggnog bad?
I think eggnog is. I've never had it, but
of course not. You need to get out and have some life experiences.
I think for me, it's not like the greatest.
It sounds horrible
because I have like really bad sensitivity to sugars.
Oh, that's fair.
And so I get super nauseous if I eat too much sugar, and I'm also like lactose intolerant. But the thing is, I'll still drink it. Like, if you give me a glass, I'll still drink it. Also, the non-alcoholic is different than the, like, alcohol.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if you give Ashley, know that. Like, fun story.
You can just tell.
Oh, yeah.
Ice cream all the time.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, I'm going to die. And I'm like, do you really want this? And she's like, yeah.
True.
You know, sometimes you're just going to have ice cream.
Well, because the thing is, it was homemade too, because it was rolled ice cream.
It was rolled ice cream.
Okay. It was homemade cream. And Haley was like, are you sure? And I'm like,
hey.
Like, we literally went so often.
Yeah, it was like every Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It was so fun. But yeah, so it definitely depends. But the texture is like, you can tell it's different. I mean, I'm pretty sure that the alcoholic one only it has like some type of like I don't know. I think it's like a vodka, maybe.
What is it? Sorry.
Eggnog. It has some kind of like some kind of liquor in it.
Here, hold on.
It's some cream liquor. I don't remember what it is.
It's rum. It's usually rum.
Oh, rum. Yeah, that makes sense. But
yeah, I've never had it. We actually had this debate between a couple friends and I when we went down to Indy for BOA semis and experience whatever. And we were sitting and eating breakfast, and that's like the first weekend that it really snowed.
Oh yeah.
And so we were sitting and eating breakfast, and all of a sudden it started snowing really hard, and we started talking about Christmas, and one likes it, the other didn't, and they're like, all right, Haley, you're the tiebreaker. And I was like, I've never had it. So
nice.
All right, well, I know what we're doing tomorrow, Haley.
I have to work.
Oh yeah, you do have to work. You probably have to work till Christmas Eve, don't you?
I do work till Christmas Eve. I work on Christmas Eve, actually. Yeah.
That's what I was wondering if you were going
time to. Time and a half.
Oh yeah.
Even at your old job, you would work. Christmas Eve.
I worked Christmas on my old job too. Fun fact, movie theaters do not close on Christmas. Christmas is one of the biggest days for revenue for movie theaters.
Are you required to work a holiday?
Depends.
Depending on your theater.
Yeah, so like ours, what they would do, like come like September, because mm-hmm. obviously you want to get holiday schedules out fast. Come September, they would give us a sheet of paper, and it would have Christmas Eve, night, Christmas morning, Christmas night, New Year's Eve, like night, and New Year's morning.
Okay.
And so it would be like number like 1 through 5, like your priority. So I would say like Christmas morning was my number one, New Year's Eve night was my number two, and then I didn't care about, and then New Year's Day was my number three. And then I didn't care about Christmas Eve or Christmas night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's how they kind of did the schedule, was obviously seniority, but
right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they kind of did it.
Yeah.
So I, at the movie theater I worked at, I worked, for the 2 years I was there, I worked, I guess it was three years.
I think it was 3 years.
All 3 years I was there, I worked, I would work Christmas Eve night, and then Christmas night.
Okay.
So I never worked Christmas morning.
Yeah.
But at my job that I'm at now, we're open till 4 on Christmas Eve and then close on Christmas.
Oh,
yeah.
No one needs soap on Christmas.
But what are you? This is kind of yeah, last minute Christmas gifts. Like, that's you fair. Forgot about the Christmas party. At 5 o'clock. Give me
some soap. They like soap, right? Some soap. That's good. That's a good gift.
What are you guys' favorite traditions that either you have or that your family has?
So one kind of small one that my family does, just because like I don't really like do family. My family doesn't really do family stuff. Mm-hmm. One thing that we do though is what my mom does for me and my brother. Two things actually. So the first one is every year, I don't know if it's been every year, but it's been pretty consistent, that my brother and I get an ornament from my mom that has our like name or initial on it. So like I have a ton of personalized ornaments from like Meijer or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing is that we always get to go, like, it didn't happen this year just because everyone was so busy, but my mom got like a general idea of like what stuff we like, obviously, because my brother's 17, I'm 21. It's been a hot second. Is we pick our own wrapping paper that my mom like wraps her presents in and stuff.
Cool.
And then when we were younger, we picked the wrapping paper that Santa would wrap it in. So like,
right.
There was different.
So yeah,
those are like the extent of our traditions, but
what's those like cute one? Like, I love like little traditions.
Yeah,
like when I was in like past relationships, obviously they had their own family traditions, and so I was like, oh, okay, like this is interesting, but they were fun, so it was whatever it was, but
yeah. What about you, Mark?
Well, honestly, mine's probably doing all that Christmas baking stuff. We'll make a lot of stuff, and then we'll make plates of it.
Pictures are so cute.
Yeah. So we'll make a bunch of stuff, and then we'll eat some of it, and we'll like make plates of it for some of our neighbors and our friends and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my family are very much traditionalists when it comes to like holidays. Like, they like to keep traditions and stuff.
Right.
And so. That was not the right word for that. They are not like traditional American.
Oh,
household.
Right.
Like, yes. That's not what I meant by that.
They like consistency, not
consistent. They're consistent with their holidays. So especially one of my aunts, like, she's very like adamant about keeping the same tradition on Christmas, you know. But so like on Christmas Eve, we go to church, And then we go to my my dad's side of the family. And there, so on Thanksgiving, that side of the family dates back all the way to Thanksgiving. Oh. So on Thanksgiving, we pull like names out of a hat, and it's okay. Everyone in the family on that side. And it's a Secret Santa thing.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So you pull their name and then you buy like a $25 gift for them or something.
Yeah.
And then on Christmas, you bring that one. And then everyone there gets two gifts, which I think is so cute. Like, it's like, I love it because it's so like sentimental. And so like my grandma will get us all a gift, like everyone in the family. And then we all do Secret Santa. And then we all get her a gift. So like all of the kids get her a gift. And so it's such like a cute tradition that I absolutely love having with them. And then we eat dinner and just like hang out with each other. And then my mom's in the choir at their church.
Oh.
And so like she has to go back and do the midnight mass.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously I don't go because I'm too late for me. Thank you. I'm gonna go to bed.
actually asleep by that point.
Yeah. And then my mom's kind of like tradition was she would go to her mom's house and eat soup and like stuff. And then Christmas Day, my family does our thing. And then we go to my mom's side of the family and do our Christmas there. We're like,
so glad I don't have to really do that because that just seems like a lot. And
it is a lot, but I love my family. Like, my family are all like, they're such amazing people and they're so fun to be around and they're so funny that it's like both sides. Like, I love both sides of my parents' family because they're all amazing. And so like my aunt on my mom's side, because my mom only has two siblings, whereas my dad has three.
Okay.
And so my aunt on my mom's side goes ham on presents. She goes nuts. Like, she every year she tells us, this is a tradition of hers, every year she tells us that she's gonna be a little bit relaxed on the gifts and then doesn't, and we're like, girl, why? Like, we're all getting older, you don't need to get us so many gifts. But so that's kind of like my family's thing. It's kind of a lot. It's very in your face, you know, but we're used to the fast pace of it, so
right.
Yeah, it's quite fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
I think to end the conversation, we should all do a New Year's resolution.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Here we go. Okay. All right. Who wants to start?
I think Mark wants to start.
Well, I'm trying to think of one.
Okay. Well, I kind of have one. I feel like my New Year's resolution is to, like, really, like, put forth more effort into the things I actually enjoy. So my two big hobbies, I play guitar and bass, and I want to put in more time into those and focus more of my life on that, because that's what I want to do. And also just kind of like take like risks. You know, like, if an opportunity comes, to take it. Like, like, if someone's like, hey, do you want to play a gig? You want to do this with your guitar or your bass? And I'm like, just say yes, you know, like, just kind of. But yeah, so that's mine, just to fix my instrumental priorities.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that's like over half the buildings.
Yeah. The entire music building.
Yeah.
It's just, I need to practice better.
I need to practice more.
Every musician ever.
That was the larger way of saying, yeah, I need to practice more. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
See, I need to not do that. I think I practice a decent amount. So it's like,
yeah. I think I just, with me, it's the lack of like Because, like, obviously my dream is to be, like, in a touring band, you know? Right. And I would absolutely love to do that. But in order for that, I need to put in, like, 110% of my effort into it, you know? Instead of, like, watching TikTok for 10 hours.
You could just delete TikTok.
That's, I could do that, but if they take it off the App Store, I can't re-download it.
You can just log out.
That is true. No, it's not TikTok. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I think I got burnt out really easily from school.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
So I didn't want to practice the thing that I go to school for.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Ow.
I think mine is kind of more the opposite, where I need to just like actually be a human being. and be social. Like I have people that want to hang out with me.
Yeah. Me? Just kidding. Just kidding. That was not.
Wow. That was direct.
Well, you're not wrong. But it's like I was so focused this semester on making sure like I was doing like what I needed to do, mm-hmm. and I was like, huh, I kind of just forgot to
live,
be a exist. Human.
Yeah,
the way mine was completely the opposite. That's all I was for the past like 4 years.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm just living, you know, and I think that's probably why I failed math.
Maybe. I feel like I have the same problems as Haley, is where like all of my projects all converged at the same time, like last week. So mm-hmm. I've been like making like a video a day, like constantly yeah. trying to finish everything. And I looked at it and went, hey, can we stop doing this? Like, it's not that I don't like making stuff. I do. That's mm-hmm. why I do this. But it's like, can I breathe for a second? Or do I have to yeah. just only edit?
Hey, okay. Mark, I've been telling you that for the past 5 years.
Well, but I'm not going to listen to
just
you.
Just kidding.
I'm not going to listen to me either. I'm just going to say yeah. it on the internet.
So yeah, no, it totally makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of hard to change a mindset you're in.
Right.
Like, I was, like, totally, like, in the moment, you know? Like, I was, like, grooving. Like, last year, I was, like, practicing bass for hours and hours, and I was practicing guitar for hours and hours and hours, and then like school happened and it was like I hit a wall, and I was like I hate like, school.
What even happened?
Yeah, like I don't want to like look at you right, like I don't want to look at my I'd look at my guitars and be like no, I literally yeah. don't want to even pick that thing up,
right?
But the thing that always like always motivates me is watching like concert videos.
Oh yeah. Oh, they're so good. Wow.
They're so good. Like I watch a lot of Motley Crue. Mm. Cause Nikki Sixx is an amazing bass player. Mm. But I think the person that I watched the most of is Led Zeppelin. Okay, they're yeah. like, they motivate me so much and I want to like play like them, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like those little things, and now I'm like back. Whoa! And now I'm back onto okay. that like mode of like I need to be practicing all the time. Like mm. I don't want to not have my instrument in my hand.
Right.
You know, because yeah, then you yeah, just start I wish working.
I could just look at my flute and be like, not today.
Yeah,
I just can't.
Hey guys, I'm just gonna cancel this recording session. No, bye. Just do it yourself.
I literally would go, I would work. So I would go, I would wake up at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I would either go work out or I would practice, go to classes in the middle of the day, either go to work, go to marching band, or do whatever else.
Yeah.
And then I would come practice at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Come on!
Hey, I can give you great tips, Haley. Just kidding. Don't follow my tips. Like, about trying to practice your instrument. No. Just, yeah. like, I don't.
I mean, at the end of the day, all of our resolutions are just having the correct priorities and boundaries in mind. We just have different versions of the same problem.
Exactly.
Look at us and go. I think being
that's
the same.
Like fixing priorities. Mm-hmm. That is the like my in conclusion. Yeah. In conclusion thing. Like, do I want to drop out of school? Yes. Because it is not a priority for me.
Yeah,
school is not my priority.
Mine's a priority, but I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah. It's a priority. I just don't like...
I feel that. I don't want to be there, and it's not a priority of mine. It's like a chore.
Mm.
I'm not getting paid for it either. I'm paying for it.
Yeah. Like, why would they need you to come to your building?
I would love to just like drop out, work at a guitar shop, and chill. Because that is the life I want to live. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to vibe. I'm like, if I'm making freaking $12 an hour, guess what? I'm one person. And I still live with my parents because I'm 19. So I'm like, I don't have anything to pay for right now. So I'm like, why am I in college? Like, why? Why? I don't know.
And then you're like, dang. I need that degree though.
I know.
And then I'm
New
not.
New
Year's
resolution 2024.
Huh?
New Year's resolution 2024. Yeah, I need to go get that degree now.
I need to get that degree now. No, because I have convinced myself that I'm going to be in a band and touring and opening for Metallica.
I am also going to be in a band.
Yeah.
I'm not in a band.
Director.
But... I'll come watch the band. That's my role in this band program.
And I feel like I owe it to like my music teachers, like, because they were amazing.
Yeah,
like we've had the best music directors ever, and both our choir and so obviously by the way we're talking, we all went to the same high school.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
to fill you all in.
In case that wasn't clear.
Yeah, I mean our band director and our choir director. Are the most amazing people ever.
Yeah.
Like they are such motivators when it comes to doing your craft. And like, they always were like, you need to be doing this. Like my band director, my senior year, he was like, you need to be musically in something. Like, he's like, don't drop it. Don't let it go because you have that. And so I was like, yeah, all right, I got you, you know, and so now I'm like, can you imagine how, like, awesome it would be if, like, I was, like, out touring with Metallica, like, that's so cool, you know, but they're awesome, shout out to them.
Friends of the show.
Mark, did you Friends say your resolution?
Yeah, it was basically the same as yours, but just, like, different.
Oh,
yeah.
You stole just mine.
Existing, being a human. Yeah.
Don't forget to breathe.
If you haven't human today, make sure you go do that after this episode.
Yes, be sure to human.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, we're at the end. Thank you for being here. And a special thanks to Bernard for giving us a really cool plot device. I mean, snow globe.
Off Book is a production of MS3. You can find us here on Spotify or on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@offbook. That's OFF-BOOK. For more MS3 content, check out our other channels, Soaring to Tower, Scene 20 Productions, and Mark Stover the Third. Hey, that's my name. You can also check out our website, mstover3.wixsite.com/MS3. We need a custom domain name.